Perfect. Okay, I'll call to order the Administration Finance Issues Committee here in the boardroom on December 11th at 12 p.m. Can I do a roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Yeo, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Jung.
Director Jung is present.
You, Director Green, Director Wiegand.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Meeks. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Here. Here.
You do have a quorum of your
committee. Okay, great. And then just so Director Tran knows, he's the last on the list to vote. So he's able to vote.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So Director Tran, you get to vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Perfect. And here's the time for visitor participation. Seeing no one here, is there anyone online? I don't think so. All right, we'll move on to consent calendars. Item number 1 through 6. Do I have a motion to move those, or anyone wish to pull?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Tran second the motion.
Okay, great. And then I'm just going to just not pull it, but mention item 6 is kind of a cool one because we're doing the bottling of our GWS water, and we have a logo in there that looks cool. I was at OC San yesterday, and they were happy with the logo, so it's great. They're going to take half of the shipment. I guess they're helping out a little bit, so it's a cool thing, and aluminum bottles too, so that's kind of fun to share the story that way as well. So I will call for the vote on those 6 items.
Roll call, Director Mesqua?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Director Jung, aye.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, great. Now we're just on to informational items. Number 7 is the preparation of the fiscal year 26-27 budget.
Yeah, Randy's going to give a presentation to kick off our annual budget process.
Great.
Okay. This is an informational item. It's the first of many meetings to come for the budgeting process. And this is the kickoff meeting for the 26-27 fiscal year district budget. So the district will have a similar format. It will have a nice big budget book, and it'll pretty much stay the same for 26-27. Total groundwater pumping, we predict at this point, although it's early in the stage of the budgeting, that we'll have stable levels of pumping in 26-27 as we do this year. This year we budgeted 297,000 acre feet of pumping for the full year. And through October, we're kind of matching pretty close to that. We're currently at 97% of the 4-month budget. So a little less pumping, maybe due to the rain that we've had early on. People are turning off their sprinklers. Also maintaining our AAA credit rating. We have AAA credit rating with Fitch and S&P, and AA1 with Moody's. And of course, that means maintaining strong metrics, days cash on hand, leverage, and coverage. And so we'll want to make sure in the budgeting process that we have strong projections of those metrics. And then finally, the basin production percentage, maintaining that 85%, which is currently 85%. As you know, the PFAS capital spending has been a large part of the budget for the last several years. And the first phase of the capital projects for PFAS, 62 wells, and we're projecting to be at about $300 million for those 62 wells. And most of those are in the final stages of, or finished on those 62 wells. And then for next year and years after that, continuing the second phase of the PFAS capital facilities that we're building for PFAS treatment, 44 wells, we're estimating that to be at $270 to $300 million. And then as we're paying for these projects now, We're projecting deferring capital projects as we can that are discretionary, generating funds as we have in the past through the RA. We call that PAYGO. And then maximizing the grant seeking effort. To date, we've received 6 grants, $28.5 million. It's very, very helpful. And then the 3M, DuPont, and other settlements. While those haven't been distributed yet, we have collected settlements. We've received about, to date, about $78 million in settlement funds from 3M, the first and second tranches. And then these grants and legal settlements, of course, strengthen the district finances. It means we have to collect less PAYGO money through the RA. And then how we paid for this first $300 million, most of it has been through PAYGO, $177 million. And as I mentioned, the grants, we received 6 grants to date, $28.5 million. Haven't distributed any legal settlements yet. And we've also received a low-cost WIFIA loan, 1.84%. So $95 million, about a third of what we spent has come through the WIFIA loan.
Randy, could you explain why we're still, having received funds, we're still at zero?
Because it hasn't been distributed yet. It's still sitting.
Okay, so it only changes. Yeah. Okay, so only once it's just formally distributed. Then.
So we're anticipating, hopefully, at the beginning of next calendar year, that we'll be able to make that distribution.
Checks in the mail.
It's coming.
Well, funds are received. I just, they haven't been.
Haven't been distributed to the producers and the district.
Yeah.
And then the second phase, as I mentioned, about 270 or 300 million, and we'll be paying for these as with grants, PAYGO through the RA, and the legal settlements once they're distributed. Other issues, general fund, as we have in the past, this is a growing number, but we'll continue to budget half the O&M costs, and the producers will pay the other half of the O&M costs for treatment at completed PFAS treatment facilities. Producer well loan program, we'll continue to build this. We're projecting right now to have about $2.5 million in next year's budget, as we have in this year's budget. Seal Beach and Serrano have completed applications for loans, and Santa Ana, I hear, is very close. I think it's at their legal department reviewing it before they sign it. And the water budget, currently have 5,000 acre feet in this year's budget, 25-26. We're planning right now 10,000 acre feet for next year in the budget for purchases. And we may buy some water this year, although the basin's in pretty good shape. And depending how the winter pans out, we may buy some water this year as we have 5,000 acre feet in the budget. Should we not buy any water, that money will stay in the water fund budget, buy water in future years. And then, of course, as always, identifying cost savings and possible budget reductions. Staff will continue to work on that through the process of budgeting. Groundwater pumping, as I mentioned, the basin's in pretty good shape. At the end of fiscal year ending 2025, the overdraft was 183,000 acre feet, which is in the operating range. Our desired operating range is 150,000 acre feet to 200,000 acre feet overdraft. So we're in pretty good shape. And the current fiscal year, we have, as I mentioned, we have an 85% VPP, and our projected pumping for this year is 297,000 acre feet. Through the first 4 months, we're a little lower than that, but pretty darn close. So for next year, currently we're planning to maintain the basin production percentage at 85%, and then similar pumping plan for next year. Currently we're estimating be somewhere between 297, what it is this year, and 300,000 acre feet. So maybe a slight increase, but pretty consistent with this year is what we're planning for next year currently. And like I said, we're very early in the budgeting process. We have a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, and things could change. So with that, here's the budget calendar. spent a lot of time going over this, but it's a long process. It's 4 to 5 months. And today at Admin Finance here, we're at the kickoff meeting. And for January Admin Finance, we'll provide a basin production percentage and an RA estimate, and we'll want to provide that to producers. It helps them prepare their budget. So at Admin Finance in January, we'll have that. And then at the first board meeting in March, we'll present the draft fiscal year 26-27 budget to the board. And at WIC in March, we'll go over the water fund budget and the reserve in detail. And the producers in March will present the draft budget, same as we presented to the board at the first meeting in March. At Admin Finance in March, we'll review the R&R fund budget, large component of the budget. We'll review that in detail and the various large projects that can make that up. At April, WIC, we'll go over the CIP budget, largely PFAS projects, as is in the last few years. But we'll review that at WIC in April. And then over the general fund budget at the Admin Finance meeting in April. And then finally, at the second board meeting in April, we'll have the public hearing to set the RA and the BPP for the 26-27 year in consideration to approve the 26-27 budget.
And on the 15th, that's when you try to get board members to be in person. So
it would be
those listening will want to try to put that in their calendar as I'm looking at my calendar.
It's a very important meeting. And with that, that concludes the presentation.
Tax day as well, by the way.
Two important days.
Okay. Is there any questions from directors online?
No directors, but I see a hand raised from DGR Consult iPhone. Not sure who that is.
Doug Reinhardt. Yep.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yes, Doug Reinhardt. So, Randy, I just, for those who may not be aware, what you say is overdraft the 150,000, where it's kind of an arbitrary number. I mean, you can never get it to zero. So it's just explain that for those who are unfamiliar.
Explain the overdraft.
Well, how you define it, because people would think, oh, you're 150,000 or 180,000 low, but you could never get it to zero.
So our operating range is 150 overdraft. So 150,000 acre feet from being theoretically full to 200,000 acre feet overdraft. So we like to be in that operating range. And at the end of fiscal year 25, June 30th, 2025, the hydrogeology department calculated that our overdraft was 183,000 acre feet overdraft or from full.
My point is it's somewhat of an arbitrary measurement. I'm not the 183, I'm talking about what you're defining as overdraft.
It's in the board. Yeah, the engineer's report addresses that.
Yeah, I'm just, for anybody reading this or listening to it that doesn't understand what it really means.
Sure. Do you want to ask him if he has a suggestion?
No. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a question when I can, please.
Yeah, you're up. Floor is yours.
Thank you. Hey, the $78 million, is that net of the fees we're paying for our legal team?
That was net of fees, yes.
Okay, that's my question. Thank you.
Director Sheldon, I see your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me get my screen on here so you can see me also. I'd like to thank Director Reinhardt for his comment. I believe he has made that comment in the past regarding the term overdraft and how it can create a false perception of how the water, how Orange County Water District manages the basin. When I hear overdraft, I think someone's thinks a checking account is overdrafted. There's no more money left. You're on a negative and you've perhaps balanced a check. So I really, again, for how many times I've asked if we could have the district study how we use the term overdraft and perhaps create a board consensus and policy that we will change the word overdraft to something else, go through all of our documents. I know it's in our act, we'll need to change that, but it just creates an incorrect and negative perception among those that are not familiar with all exactly in the weeds of what it means. So again, I thank Director Reinhart for his comment. And I really, again, say we should do something to change this terminology, because it could someday it'll come back to bite us in some news story or something else that goes viral. And let's make this more clear as to exactly what it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Sheldon. And I see some whispering off on the side, so that might be an off conversation that maybe that they could maybe present to you on the side. Or I see some heads nodding, so thank you.
That's happened to me about two or three times in the past decade, and then never happened. So, but thank you for that, for your comment, Eric.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, any other, I don't see any other hands raised. Anyone else? It's just an information item. We can move on to the next item, which is monthly cash disbursements report, which is in the packet. Great. And then I'll have these items 1 through 6 placed on our consent calendar for December 17th. Are there any other directors' announcements or reports? Seeing none. And our general manager in lieu, do you have anything?
Nothing to report.
Okay, great. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending.